from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
How am I... How did that become involved in the Dan Sangrilli intro?
The gotcha guy?
The gotcha guy, Paul yelling at me, and Pony calling into Pomp with wooden teeth as George in Washington. That has nothing to do with Dan.
Well, you wanted to hear the wooden teeth again.
You know what?
And
you
I felt like Dan would like the gotcha guy quote.
So yeah. You know what you should include? Because it was actually on my show, and I'm given no credit for it.
What?
The amateur hour guy.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, you. I think the
is it in there somewhere?
The afternoon guys have
look for amateur hour.
Have run the amateur hour.
Was he criticizing the Pirates?
Yeah, bench boss.
The bench boss.
Where the majority of criticism these days tends to point to.
Why don't we start there?
Yes.
Paul is still one who, with probably good reason, believes that Shelton will stay. 3 weeks ago, I would have agreed, but it just became such an unbelievable, just clown show on the field over these past 3 weeks that I started to believe there's no way he's coming back. Where do you stand on this? Not what you think should happen, what you think will happen.
Yeah, I really do believe, and this isn't to dodge the question, that it is a 50-50 proposition and he is managing for his job.
Okay, let me jump in. Because Dayon wrote this the other day, that Shelton is basically, unless things change in September. So what needs to happen in September? Simply winning more games? Because that could be at cross purposes with getting younger guys playing time. What needs to happen for Shelton to save his job?
I think they need to see, obviously, some improvement in some of the younger guys. Number one, I do think that they have to finish with more wins.
Than last year, you
absolutely,
mean?
Absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm. Which, where they're pacing and where that's trending, the schedule, yes, it is kind. And these two wins have been very big against the Cubs, one of the hotter teams in baseball. Show things, perhaps, that they've shown these last two games with Jones and Skeens and winning those games and four scoreless from the bullpen, one hit. That needs to be trending in the right direction. And I think you want to see stories such as Henry Davis put together better quality at-bats, start to figure it out. I don't think you're going to see Sawinski the remainder of the year, but anybody else that does find their way up here, you want to see a overall positive trending organization as opposed to an organization that is regressing or at the very best staying flat. So that's what he's managing for.
Do you think that they want to see more of the young guys and progress from those young guys? In other words, you know, if they win games because Grandal and Rowdy Tellez do a lot of good things, I mean, I'm not sure what that means for next year.
Yeah, no, it's a good question. I guess the easiest way to answer it, because I don't know what's inside their heads, and they are the only ones that probably know what the gradable criteria is, but if they put forth in September and August, then I think he's gone. If they put forth in September, a June, or even a July, then I think he has an opportunity to stay. That's, I think, the best way in a vacuum that I can put a tidy bow on the answer to a really ambiguous question.
But you understand my question there.
I do.
It's like if they're winning games because Rowdy...
Fraudulent to the future.
And Grandal are doing things, or even, you know, I mean, if they're, a lot of their bullpen success is Chapman. I'm just saying, like...
If guys that aren't going to be here are winning you these games.
Right. Basically, is what, you know what I mean? Like, what does that mean? Because to me, it feels like we're started into next year already with this team.
Yeah, and that's why I answer the question the way that I'm answering it. Is it going to be completely results-based in the wins and losses? Partially, yes, but it can't be coming, I think, entirely from those guys, Paul, that you're talking about, carrying the load and getting you there, because, again, that's they're able to look beyond the box score and the win-loss column. I think it has to be trending in the right direction of people who do matter, improving. That's why I dropped Davis's name, and I'm sure Bednar plays into account here, among others. So, again, the best way to, in a vacuum, state it, if they put forth another August, I would think he's gone if they put forth the quality of baseball that they did in May, June, July, then I think that, okay, then you feel better about it.
I think you're probably right there. I think you are. But I would say to them, if you haven't decided by now on Derek Shelton, what the hell difference does September mean? And here's my question for you in regard to that. His biggest failure, in my opinion, is that he came here with the pedigree as a hitting coach, and they were going to be having a lot of young hitters come through because they've been, you know, we all knew they were going to tank and get draft picks. And I can't find one that has really advanced his game. I can find a bunch that have crumbled. Key Brian Hayes, Henry Davis, for a brief cameo, Andy Rodriguez, Jared Triolo. Gonzalez looks okay, but was that because of Shelton or did he get outside help? Joey Bart, maybe a success story so far, but the key guys, the big guys, I can't find any. That's the biggest indictment of Shelton. Is it for you?
Well, I'll just ask it even broader than that. And I think your points are well taken, though it's funny because Ben Sherrington, and this kind of got swept under the rug on Sunday, mentioned that they had, and he used the term twice, intervention with O'Neill Cruz in May with the hitting group about how he was approaching left-handed pitching. And Sherrington was pretty self-effusive in the praise to the hitting group and the and just the overall philosophy.
What do you mean? Who instigated the intervention, and was it with Andy Haynes and Shelton to say we're going to do this differently?
That's a good question as to who necessitated it. I don't know, but this was based on a question asked on his Sunday show, and he mentioned, and it stopped me in my tracks, that you had an intervention with one of your best players, number one, and he used the term twice, and that's a dramatic word. And then it was about how he approaches left-handed pitching, and the question was, you know, Cruz obviously has been crushing left-handed pitching for the last month and a half, etc. So Charrington then went on to talk about this intervention with the hitting group, Shelton, Haynes, I'm sure they were all involved, many others. And Charrington ends it saying, I think the results speak for themselves. It was highly complimentary of kind of what they're doing and how they're breaking through and how they feel they're on the cusp of maybe getting to a better place because the hitting, he acknowledged, is far behind where the pitching is organizationally, and they believe that they've unlocked some things. That was like the genesis of the question, the answer, the theme of the show, which I found interesting. And it goes to answer the questions that you have about, and this is the question that I ask at large, what does Derek Shelton hang his hat on at the end of the day? I'm not necessarily sure I have the answer to that question. You're looking at it from a hitting purview. I could look at it from anything. You know, yes, hitting is his background. That's his acumen. That's what he was supposed to come in here and do. And if there's any one element of this organization that should be strong and solid, it's primarily based on what the manager's background is. Yes. But even that, what does he hang his hat on? Is it the pitching development? Is it they're a good fundamental team buttoned up? Do they run the bases well? Like, what is his hallmark? What is his brand? At the end of the day, he goes to bed at night. He puts his hat on the rack. What does he hang it on? What is the identity of the Pittsburgh Pirates? I don't think we can answer that after 5 years, can we? So that problem question is, stepping back even further outside of the hitting, is one that we need to ask at large.
I think one of the toughest things with Shelton is how many of his 5 years did he have?
Touché.
A lot to work with. This year, however, I think that he has had some. And I think I really believe this. I think that this is a big month for him from the standpoint of they've got to get north of 76 wins. Not that winning 78 means anything, but you can at least sell the idea that we made a little progress, we had some setbacks or whatever. But I just feel like that the other part of it is if they play well and they play hard the whole way down the stretch and they have a good month, it shows that he hasn't lost the locker room a little bit.
That's why I say if you put forth another August and September, he's gone. If you put forth the effort that they had really up until mid to late July, July 20-something-ish, before that what has, I think, turned out and we can look at as a pivotal moment in the season, that Diamondback series at home. If that's more of what this team shows in September, I think it could tip the scales in his favor, or it could tip the scales the other way. I think it's very much in the balance. I don't think that the organization is entrenched firmly one way or the other. And they're going to use all 162 to evaluate his record. And when I say his record, not necessarily win-loss record, but what he's done. There's a lot of things that don't, Joe, Paul, trend very well. How many games they've lost when your starter has gone at least six innings, scoring at least four runs. What is your record there? You've lost so many of those, unfortunately, lately. What are you doing in one-run games? All of those little things, when you're evaluating, I think, a manager, those type of results in those type of scenarios really do matter in grading somebody if you're going to make a change. So,
all right.
We'll see.
Well, a guy they brought in, and we're talking to Dan Zangrilli. You can hear him on Pirates pre and post. Great stuff always. He's brought to you by LGKG Injury Lawyers. Both Larry Kelly and Joe George are AV rated, as is the entire LGKG term. LGKG, your home team. Also brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Make clogged gutters a thing of the past with Gutter Helmet. Call 888-5-HELMET. And by Allegiant Federal Credit Union. Fan Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And I mentioned that Dan, even though he's in studio, we can still say he's on the Fan Hotline, presented by Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, Sullivan Super Service. When they got Brian De La Cruz, he had time left on his deal, you know, the years left of control. That was a selling point. Now it feels like an albatross. This is a disaster. This guy has 100 at-bats since he got here. He has one home run, 30 strikeouts, and two walks. He has no plate discipline. He's not a good fielder. Forget about that. I don't even care about that. And now he's back in like an 0 for 16, 18. This is a disaster. What are they going to do with this guy?
So if he can hunt some RBIs, you know you're going to get swing and miss with him. That's part of the track record, and I think part of what you accept there, you want some right-handed respect in the lineup until you have other options. I mean, I think there's the ability to get off of this or swallow it and move on in the future. The control's nice to have, but I don't think it is an albatross, but I'm not defending the type of player he is, because I think he kind of is what he is. He's a high strikeout guy that you could hope hunts RBIs in certain situations. He did that with the Marlins, and I think that he'll eventually do that. So I'm not writing him off just yet, but I concede it's not been a good look in the early going. You'd like to see a lot more pop. You'd like to see more runs produced and created, because I don't think, just based on the way that he's wired, that the strikeout rate is going to come down. He's going to be probably a 30, maybe even a 40% strikeout guy at times. But he had 51 RBIs coming in. That's the allure to try to lengthen the lineup.
Well, I think that's the question for next year, though. I mean, they have control of him for next year, right?
Yeah, the next two, I believe.
So they've got to figure out what they have in him, don't they?
They do, and I'm okay with running him out there, and I'm okay with, you know, I'm okay with trying to see what you have, because there is, I think, still some potential there. But right now he's trending more in the Edward Oliveras fashion than he is somebody that can maybe slot in the number five spot of your order long term.
So the other question becomes, if you have O'Neill Cruz now as your center fielder, what are you going to do with Nick York?
I think he's probably more of a utility bounce around guy. They love these guys, right? I don't think that he ever was earmarked or ticketed to be an everyday center fielder. He was a bounce around guy that could play center field. So I'm not necessarily sure that he was that guy to begin with. But to answer your question, I think they wanted just a right-handed stick with some versatility that can, again, lengthen the lineup. Because, frankly, they had very little at the top level of the minor leagues in the way of depth or other options. When guys are in just hellacious slumps, like Sawinski, they ran Sawinski out night after night after night after night. And what was the reason for that? Partially to try to fix it and let him find his way. Right. But the other part was there were no viable options in the way of offensive depth, particularly right-handed sticks at the upper levels of the minor leagues. And that's what that acquisition was.
Henry Davis, he's now had 326 at-bats, and he doesn't look like a major league hitter. Like, I'm very concerned that he could be a bust. I think it's fair to at least throw that out there. Now, there's also many, many examples. Joey Bart is one of guys who take a while. But my eyes tell me, as I'm watching him at the plate, that this may not work out at all. What do your eyes tell you?
The semblance of an approach, which was non-existent his first time up earlier this year, is in a better spot in the way that he approaches, takes pitches, what he's swinging at, the pitch location, and where the ball is going. We're seeing a little bit more, not as enough as you need to, center to right center. Because basically center field for Henry Davis was the left field foul pole.
Mm-hmm.
He could...
Exactly.
He could literally... He could hit a baseball, be the only person literally to hit a baseball to the Clark Building at PNC Park. Think of what you would have to do, how you would have to turn on a baseball, because he was just selling out to a turn and burn philosophy that was really, really head-scratching. So I'm not there yet because...
Me neither.
300 at-bats really isn't... And you said plate appearances.
Right.
That's really not, I mean, 1,500 is, I think, the sample size that you're looking for. So he's not even a fraction of the way there, not even to mention, and Sherrington acknowledged this on Sunday, which was refreshing to hear, that they screwed some things up developmentally. They rushed him to the big leagues. They were so desperate for offense last year. They put another glove on his hand, and they did not do right by him. So I'm glad to see the Pirates pointing some thumbs there instead of some fingers. And I'm giving him far more grace to try to figure this out. Sure, the optics have been poor. The way that he swings and misses so poorly sometimes is absolutely concerning. The approach has to be in a better spot, which I think it's getting there. We've seen more barrel and hard contact lately. I think he's going to trend in the right direction in September. I'm glass half full on Henry Davis.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'm half full, but I'm not ready to quit either. I'm not ready to dump him yet. I mean, I think... He's hit at every level that he's played at. So you've got to figure maybe at some point he can hit at this level. I just don't know.
And this sounds Pollyannish, but what he's done with his glove to make himself resemble not only a below average defensive catcher, but I think even an acceptable defensive catcher, it does speak to the intensity, the work ethic, and the character of how he will go about his business, and I think that will hopefully translate if he comes to his senses with an approach here, because he obviously wants to drive the ball and be a middle-of-the-order guy. To be so pull-happy is not working for him, and I hope for his sake, because I think that there's really a high-pedigree hit tool in there that's going to come through one day. I do. And maybe that makes me an apologist on him, but...
But the thing is, the problem they're going to have is trying to figure out how to get him enough at bats when Andy Rodriguez is around and you've got Joey Bart still, and you know what I mean?
They screwed up the development. They screwed him up.
It's kind of an interesting dilemma they have next year at catcher and with these three guys. And here's the other part of that. One of the places that you might be able to use one of those guys might be DH, but I think Andrew McCutchen might be playing him with his way back into another contract.
How could he not? Seven away from Clemente in home runs. Yes. He has 233 as a Pirate.
Yeah.
An OPS north of 700 in this day and age. Plays more like an 800, 825 in days gone by. So he's done nothing to make you think of moving on from him.
Dan, we appreciate the time. Great stuff as always.
All the best.
See you, buddy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. I said I had some Super Bowl odds. If only I could find them. Here they are. This is from ESPN Bet. And the Chiefs, to nobody's surprise, are the favorite to win the Super Bowl, followed by the Niners, followed by the Ravens, Lions, Eagles, Bengals, Texans, Bills, Packers, Cowboys. Guess where the Steelers fall on this, Paul?
Probably in the middle somewhere. 15th, 14th, 15th, 16th, something like that.
19th.
Wow.
At 50-1. May I read to you some of the teams that have better Super Bowl odds than the Steelers? The Las Vegas Raiders, the Chicago Bears, the LA Chargers, the Cleveland Browns, and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Oh, and the Atlanta Falcons. Are we talking enough about how most people think the Falcons are going to win their division and are a pretty good team? By every single prognostication.
I actually picked them to win the division in our Post-Gazette pre-preview.
Yeah. I mean, people think they're a pretty good team. Better than the Steelers, people think.
I just predicted a 28-24 Steelers win, and now I'm already starting to regret that final score.
You can still change it. Odds to win the division. They have the Ravens as the favorite, followed by the Bengals, the Browns, and the Steelers. The worst odds in all of football is the New England Patriots to win the Super Bowl, Paul, at 250-1.
That doesn't surprise me.
No. They have a chance to go winless,
right.
I think.
Right.
Although I really like Drake May, but they're not starting him to begin the season. By the way, I've about had it with Brown's predictions. This PFF thing said that the over-under of 8.5 for them is insultingly low. That's what they called it.
Yeah.
Insultingly low. And they say their defense will once again is expected to dominate in 2024. Dominate? What? At the beginning of the season, the Browns put up some historic numbers, but did we miss the final part of the year? They allowed 356 yards in the playoff game and got shredded by C.J. Stroud. They allowed 456 yards and 38 points to Gardner Minshew, 399 and 36 in a loss to the Rams, 27 in a loss to the Fighting Russell Wilsons, 360 yards to the Jets late in the season. And does anybody want to tell me where the vaunted, dominant Cleveland Browns defense ranked in red zone defense last year?
Yes, last year they weren't very good.
Give me a number.
22nd.
I was going to say 23rd.
I was going to say 32nd. Last in the NFL in red zone defense. Last in the NFL.
With the defensive player of the year on their team.
Yeah, that too. And the coach of the year and every other of the year. Expect Cleveland's defense to dominate once again in 2024. The 8.5 win total appears to be insultingly low. We'll see about that, Paul.
Yeah.
We'll see about that. Deshaun Watson is the third best quarterback on that team since he signed that $230 million contract. Joe Flacco and Jacoby Brissett were both better than him.
Joe Flacco came in and he was the best of the bunch.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Wait, who's Flacco backing up for now? I forget.
Isn't he an Indy?
He's at the Jets, I think, isn't he?
He's an Indy.
Or he's an Indy.
He's an Indy. He's an Indy behind Anthony Richardson.
Which means he'll be playing again this year based on everything we've heard about Anthony Richardson.
Probably. Where is Zach Wilson?
Denver. He can't start over any of those guys.
Doesn't Denver have Jarrett Stidham, too?
Yeah, Stidham, Zach Wilson, and Bo Nix. And Bo Nix is the starter. Bo Nix is the first captain to be named a starter. The first rookie to be named a captain in Denver since, like, 1964. Almost the quiz show question today.
Bird milk. All right. Well, we'll be talking tons of football tomorrow because we have the opening of the season with a primetime game. Paul, I'll see you in the morning.
Yes, we got, hopefully I'll see you in a little bit.
See you, buddy. Limits, I'll see you in the morning, okay?
Joe, you still owe me a couple things.
I know I do. I'm about to read them, and I was trying to cover that up until you just exposed me to the entire listening audience.
Will I see you tomorrow?
Yes, of course. Where else will I be?
Studio B.
Oh, my God. Paul, we're in studio.
You won't see me tomorrow.
After we forgot today, I forgot again.
So Chris Hoke is going to Studio B tomorrow?
No. He'll be on the phone.
Okay.
He doesn't live in that part of town. It's too much to expect. And it's outrageous that you would make that statement.
Hmm.
Your haircut looks unbelievable. Have you gotten a lot of compliments?
I have, especially in the last couple of days.
Yeah.
I needed to get it cut for, you do broadcasts and we're in the high school and college football season, and I did a game on Friday last week.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet, Washington Road, McMurray, or at sunchevy.com. High of 80 today with sunny skies. And our What's Cooking segment was brought to you very kindly by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Limits, I can't tell you how wonderful you are. And I'll see you in the morning, buddy.
You are wonderful as well. Have a great night.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.